On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Ishmael Khawaja.
A&E waiting times in England have hit their worst ever level. It follows a spike in the number of people going to casualty units. Matt has more for KMFM.
95% of patients turning up at A&E are meant to be seen and assessed within 4 hours, but last month that figure fell to just 83.6%. It's the lowest since that target was introduced in 2004. It hasn't been met for over 4 years. NHS England says there were more than 2.1 million attendances in October, up 4.4% on the same month last year.
Here in Kent, just 81% of people were seen in 4 hours in October, and Medway had the longest A&E waiting times, with just 76% of patients getting treatment within that window.
KMFM News.
The Conservatives say they will cut immigration if returned to power following the general election. The Liberal Democrats are focusing on equalities, human rights and values post-Brexit. After devastating flooding in South Yorkshire this week, there are now fears large parts of Kent could be left underwater if something isn't done about climate change. Campaigners fear areas of the county could be submerged by 2050 if urgent action isn't taken now. Steve Cheeseman from the Maidstone Green Party says it needs to come from the top.
There's a myriad of things that individuals can do in terms of reducing their carbon emissions, reducing their plastic uses, etc. But we need systemic change to resolve the issue of climate change. I feel like this is not a recent issue. I feel like I've been talking about this for 10 years and finally now people are starting to listen.
He's been speaking as 6 flood alerts have been issued for land around some rivers in the county following torrential downpours overnight. You can watch KMTV's video reports on this story. Just follow KMFM News on Facebook and Twitter. £14,000 worth of mobile phones have been taken during a robbery at a shop in Chatham. 4 men went into the Gadset electronics store in the high street on Tuesday lunchtime, threatened staff and walked out with bags full of stolen items. Police are investigating. A young driver who stopped to ask for directions has allegedly been hit with a hammer and threatened with a knife in New Ash Green. The victim reported being attacked by 2 teenagers on Tuesday night in Ash Road, a day after passing his driving test. Police are investigating.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
KMFM's been told more volunteers are needed to help provide meals to those at risk of going hungry in the county this Christmas. Food redistribution charity Fair Share Kent saved 314 tonnes of food from going to waste at supermarkets last year and delivered them to partner charities. They're calling for people to spend a few hours at a Tesco store in the county and encourage shoppers to donate things like pasta and tinned food. Cherry Frood is their community coordinator.
1 in 10 people miss meals to pay their bills, so the charities and community groups who receive food from us are supporting many of these people. So yeah, there is a huge need.
It's understood imports of Porsche, Audi, Skoda and Volkswagen cars could be hit if drivers at a Kent port go on strike. Drivers at logistics firm GB Terminal Southern Limited, based in Sheerness, are considering industrial action after union bosses said the company's management had walked out of pay negotiations. The drivers have asked for a 3% increase in line with inflation. The company have been approached for a comment. And the highly anticipated John Lewis Christmas advert has been released. This year's festive campaign shows a dragon called Edgar who unintentionally sparks chaos in a village with this fiery Christmas excitement.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and England will be hoping to celebrate their 1,000th international match in style tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, they'll qualify for next summer's European Championships by avoiding defeat to Montenegro at Wembley. If they do get through, Gareth Southgate's side will play the majority of their tournament matches at the National Stadium. Kickoffs at 7:45. Staying with football, and the most successful manager in the history of the National League South has been telling us why he took the job at Dartford.
It's got everything here and it's good people here. They've got a fan base, hardcore, if I say 1,000. But I like the challenge of, can we get that up? Can we produce good football that brings people back. Oh, what's going on down there? Can we start climbing the league?
Steve King was recently appointed the new boss at the Kent club, who've moved up to 13th in the table after two away wins. He's been speaking on the KM Football podcast about his ambitions for the darts, including the potential of reaching the Football League. You can hear more from Steve at kentonline.co.uk. And in cricket, Kent's Zach Crawley will be hoping to hit another big score for England in their second warm-up match ahead of their Test series against New Zealand. He retired on 103 not out against a New Zealand 11 earlier this week, but the game ended up in a draw. Play's due to get underway at 10 tonight our time.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.